from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, we limped into the NBA free agency period because of the new rules that the NBA has put into place about tampering, and if we're just being quite honest here, all it had to do with is just don't make the tampering so apparent, everybody. But it was a slow start to the NBA free agency period, but that didn't stop the newsmakers and movers and shakers in the world of NBA with the veiled, well, this is what I believe will happen, and here we are as every hour passes. All of those, I believe this is what it will happen, is all coming to fruition, including 12:30 in the morning, Paul George of the Los Angeles Clippers signing with the Philadelphia 76ers. This, of course, after yesterday, the Clippers with a move that is pretty rare. A four-pager of, hey, Paul George is not going to re-sign with us.
So
this is our explanation as to why, because that Oklahoma City trade for Paul George is looking worse and worse with every passing day.
Well, there's also the line of, well, you know, the second apron, it's really a problem. And, you know, screw it. I'm going to get into it.
Let's get into that
part of this right now. The Clippers offered a 3-year deal, which would match the timeline of Kawhi Leonard, and they offered a 2-year, $75 million deal to James Harden, which, what the hell was that about? But let's do the math here real quick. They would have been a second apron team this year. They would have been a second apron team next year. And the likelihood is they probably would have been a second apron, or they would have probably had a duck out of and then been a second apron team in year 4, which is what Paul George wanted. So if you're already at that point and you don't have any draft assets left, what's the difference between giving Paul George a 3-year deal or a 4-year deal? And the reality is there isn't one. I think what ended up happening was Kawhi Leonard signed his deal in January in the midst of the Clippers on an absolute heater of a roll. And Paul George said, nah, I want 4 years. And things are going so well right then that Paul George is like, I'll get my 4th year. Everything will be fine. Well, then everything falls apart and guys start picking up injuries and the Clippers play like crap down the stretch. And I think the Clippers looked at things and went, this is not going to work. These guys are not going to stay healthy. We cannot give Paul that 4th year. And it gave them an excuse to get out of the Paul George business. And before everybody's like, well, they could have gotten something to the Warriors. Well, that something wasn't something good. So I had heard Friday, I think I talked about on the show, the Warriors are trying to make a real push for Paul George, which is why Chris Paul opted in to push his date out or to push his extension out on Saturday, or his guaranteed date out on Saturday. But the sticking point was the Warriors, and this is hilarious, are basically treating Jonathan Kuminga like a potential all-star and not making him available in anything. And I heard Zach Lowe say this on his podcast Thursday. I was driving home listening to that. Might have been Thursday or Friday. I almost crashed when he said the same thing. Like, the Warriors see him, and they shouldn't put him in that. And I'm like, okay, we've entered the prestige zone around Jonathan Kuminga a little too much.
And when you look at it in these terms as well, the three-year versus a four-year deal, you're also looking at the alignment of all of the picks that the Clippers are conveying to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't make sense, because the last pick that goes out is that 2028 year, which would be heading into his final year on his extension, which is a four-year, $212 million deal. Is that 28-29 season. So by the when that contract expires for Paul George, you're getting all your picks back anyway.
So if you're going to have the, you know, the hard reset conversation, then have it then. But now, if you kind of go back over the past, not even 12 months, 10 months, the James Harden deal, the Philadelphia 76ers traded James Harden for Paul George and picks because they got picks in that deal. I'm sorry. They traded James Harden and PJ Tucker for Paul George and the Clippers picks. It is unhinged what they just did to the 76ers, to the Clippers.
Well, the Philly doing that. But let's look at that OKC trade, which also they got Paul George from OKC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All the Clippers got was Paul George. That's it. What Oklahoma City got was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Danilo Gallinari, the Clippers' first-round picks unprotected in 2022, 2024, 2028, Miami's first-round picks in 2023, 2028, pick swaps with the Clippers in 2023, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
That may go down as one of the worst trades in sports history.
And
that this is up there with like the Dallas Cowboys, Minnesota Vikings, mm-hmm. because of the fact that they got one Western Conference Finals appearance out of it, zero NBA Finals, zero NBA championships out of it. And then Paul George leaves to go to Philly, the team that you gave up, what you just outlined, more picks in the future for James Harden. Like, all of this goes down as like you can lump all this together because you said essentially what it was. Philly traded James Harden for picks and Paul George now.
Quite the win. And I still think if you're the Clippers in 2019 going into 2020, you do the steal every single time because you have Kawhi Leonard who just won a title.
By the way, one of those picks has already turned into Jalen Williams for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Not too shabby.
That is it, like think of that. The core that they have built in Oklahoma City is based off of one, they took the shortcut through hell. They were okay with being bad. They got Chet Holmgren, and then all of a sudden, here they are just stacking their roster. And Oklahoma City is looking fantastic moving out of this, but the Clippers are now stuck in a bind where you don't have any picks. If James Harden or Kawhi Leonard get hurt again this year, which who's ruling that out at this point? Because I think like what we've seen is Paul George and Kawhi Leonard kind of taking turns being injured, James Harden coming in and out of the lineup. If either one of those guys get hurt this year, it looks even worse moving forward for the Clippers because they don't hold anything because those picks were all unprotected and then they have pick swaps to go along with it. Think about this. The Clippers could hand, if Kawhi goes down with an injury or Harden goes down with an injury, the Clippers could hand Oklahoma City a lottery pick in the 2025 draft. Would that surprise you one bit? The 2025 coveted draft, a lot because they have the pick swap with OKC.
Would it surprise me? No. I don't think it's very likely considering how things are lining up, particularly in both conferences, because you're Detroit, Portland, Brooklyn are guaranteed tanking. Like, they're guaranteed tanking.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably looking at three other teams in that same vein. Probably throw three more on there that will get to the 500 mark and or the halfway mark of the season and go, because there's five guys in this draft. But if you're talking about, like, even if it's not a lottery pick, right on the fringe, wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll talk about Denver here a little bit later and what didn't happen for them. But top of the West right now, OKC,
yep.
Dallas, Denver took a real step back, like a legitimate step back. And I don't know how they recoup that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Minnesota's more or less standing pat,
yep.
But so Mike Conley is sold.
But they also got Rob Dillingham in the draft to be an offensive spark for them. So those are your top three, I think, in the West right now, right? Phoenix has still got guys that are good. Denver's still got Jokic and Jamal Murray. Like, they're not going to be bad. They're just not going to be that same threat. Houston is still sitting there lurking.
Yeah.
And, like, you see how quickly you get to 7-8 and you're like, are the Clippers in that level? And they're probably, they probably are. They're probably right there.
Is Sacramento going to rebound this year?
Look,
and
I don't know if we want to save that for later, but there's a lot going on in Sacramento. They're trying to make another big move.
Here's another one, too, is that all of a sudden, with Chris Paul going to San Antonio, it doesn't appear like they are going to be, you know, tanking year two in Victor Wembanyama.
They are. Despite what they're showing, they're going to. They're going to tank one more year.
they're going to put it in the side of the mountain.
The opportunity for them to get. And everybody's like, well, what if they get Cooper? I'm like, I'm less worried about them getting Cooper Flagg and more worried about them
Ace
getting.
Bailey.
Either Boogie Fland, Dylan Harper, or VJ Edgecombe. Those are the point guards in this draft. And they're all very, very high. And I don't know if you were here when I mentioned this the other day. I had a scout who I trust a ton say VJ Edgecombe reminds them of Anthony Edwards in a point guard. And I went, oh God.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Golly.
Imagine you put that kind of physicality and burst, but with like playmaking instincts alongside Victor Wembanyama. That's hell on earth.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.